The first reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Haggai. On the first day of the sixth month in the second year of King Darius, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Haggai, to the governor of Judah, Zerubbabel ben Shealtiel, to the high priest Joshua, son of Zadok. Thus says the Lord of hosts, this people says, the time has not yet come to rebuild the house of the Lord. Then this word of the Lord came through Haggai the prophet. Is it time for you to dwell in your own paneled houses while this house lies in ruin? Now thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You have sown much, but have brought in little. You have eaten, but have not been satisfied. You have drunk, but you have not been exhilarated. You have clothed yourself, but not been warmed. And you and whoever earns wages earn them for a bag with holes in it. Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Come up to the hill country, bring timber and build the house, that I may take pleasure in it and receive my glory, says the Lord. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord takes delight in his people. The Lord takes delight in his people. Sing to the Lord a new song of praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel be glad in their maker. Let the children of Zion rejoice in their king. The Lord takes delight in his people. Let them praise his name in the festive dance. Let them sing praise to him with timbrel and harp. For the Lord loves his people, and he adores the lowly with victory. The Lord takes delight in his people. Let the faithful exalt in glory. Let them sing for joy upon their couches. Let the high praises of God be in their throats. This is the glory of all his faithful. Alleluia. The Lord takes delight in his people. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Herod the Tetrarch heard about all that was happening, and he was greatly perplexed because some were saying, John has been raised from the dead. Others were saying, Elijah has appeared. Still others, one of the ancient prophets has arisen. But Herod said, John I beheaded. Who then is this about whom I hear such things? And he kept trying to see him. The Gospel of the Lord. And so today when we hear from the prophet Haggai, you know, here's the people. It says it's not time to build the temple. Why? Because they were taking too much time in their own lives and focusing on their own thing to be focusing on God and his temple. And so God just really comes and slaps them and says, excuse me, you're doing all these things for yourself. Don't you think you should put me first? And when God tells us to do that, it's because he's put us first and he wants to teach us to be like him. Non-selfish, always other-centered. So he's trying to teach these people back then, build the house that I told you to build. They're talking about the temple. Don't just be focused on your own thing. So it must be with us that we put God first because God puts us first. So today, will we truly put God first in everything we do? Will we be seeking him above all things? Or is it, I'll do what I want to do first, and if there's anything left over, God, I'll give you a little. That's nice. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and